This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 136. Today, again, I'm happy to be joined by Ben Husson of Aptus. It's a kind of boutique specialty BPO dealing in the kind of high end of task complexity. Today, we want to deep dive into what Aptus does. This is not an infomercial. We do not get paid from any of these guys. This is actually just because I want to deep dive into the BPO industry and what BPOs do. And hopefully by me exploring these things, it helps you guys out there in the audience understand and know a little bit more about Aptus, but also outsourcing and the opportunities out there generally. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. Ben has a 20-year track record in outsourcing, so he's really a knowledgeable guy to speak on both Aptus to build a BPO such as Aptus and to speak generally for the industry. So if you want to get in touch with Ben or know any more, then go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/136. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, again, I'm lucky to be joined by Ben Husson. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Derek. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you, and thanks for joining us. And, of course, Ben is from Aptus, which is a BPO, and we are going to hear about Aptus today. I want to deep dive into exactly what they do and their value add. So, Ben, it would be amazing if you could just initially introduce yourself.
Sure. Hi, everyone. Ben Husson here, Managing Director of Aptus Global Solutions. Been in the industry for pretty much 16 years, and glad to join Derek here to discuss more about outsourcing.
Fantastic. Yeah. And so I really want to hear about Aptus, and I suppose, you know, I'm really interested in Aptus because you are a relatively, you know, small and relatively new BPO, but you're really focusing on the kind of high-end, high-value services and also including things like AI, which is very much the talk of the town at the moment. So how would you describe Aptus beyond, obviously, you know, being an outsourced service provider, and what are the values? What are the strengths there?
I guess Aptus can be described in just one word, which is a tailor. We don't actually provide specific or standard services that's related to outsourcing. There's no specifics. There's no here this, here is that, and this is the race. What we do is we design solutions based on what the client needs. So there's nothing. If you go to our website, you'd find nothing there. No details on how we run a certain service or how we do a service. So that's how we are. We basically ask you, what do you need? If we think that outsourcing can really help your business, then we will design a solution for you. If we believe that it's not for you, then we will be straightforward about it as well. Now, there has been a lot of companies out there that requires small to medium outsourcing solutions. Mm. Not necessarily that they're a small to medium-sized company. It might be a big name out there, a big brand, but they require a small portion only of their operations to be outsourced. And that's how Aptus started. So we slowly provided the industry or the global market with call center solutions like any other, except, again, it's more tailor-suited to the needs of our clients. So what they can expect is that if they come over to us, we will design something that is tailor-suited for them.
Right. And it's kind of commonly, well, it's a good approach, isn't it? Because, you know, BPOs, which is business process outsourcing, Not only, there's a lot of different names for it, like outsourcing and offshoring and call centers and stuff like that, but that's becoming quite commoditized, isn't it? And it's almost a distraction from what the actual service is. And the service, as you suggest, is actually business solutions, isn't it? It's kind of providing a solution to someone's need, as opposed to, we provide desks for people that you hire. I kind of appreciate your approach. Where do you see your specializations then, and your strengths?
As of the moment, and part of our roadmap as well, is that mostly on the high level type of business solutions. Although we got call center services, the usual answering calls. Most of our clientele right now is going into the high level stuff. Well, I don't know if the high level is the right term. But example, data analytics, we got market research, even accounting, high level accounting and taxation are being outsourced to us. So not the usual stuff that you see in the usual BPO company. We've got the drafting from the engineers, architectural designs, something like that, software development, systems development. Right now, we are actually providing service, an example, to an Australian company, wherein we actually created and maintain their GPS fleet management tracking system that's uploaded to their satellite, and it's all being done here in the Philippines.
Right. Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? Anything that can be done in front of a computer can really be outsourced, can't it? And people need to see how big that opportunity is, really. How do you price your packages then? Are you kind of one of these models where it's a seat leasing, there's X amount for the desk, and then whoever you hire is, that's their salary on top? Or are you presenting a business solution and kind of pricing it as a solution?
It's pretty much the latter. We don't have a specific rate. Although the concept is a model we follow, I guess it's not that much different from the rest. So we do FTE-based billing model. So it depends on how many FTE is required to do the job, times a certain amount of rate, times the hours or months, and then that's the rate. Now, there are cases that is not favorable to the client. So we explore other ways of billing models, such as transactional billing model. The client is charged at a certain rate per transaction. Rate varies depending on the volume of the transaction, because the more volume, obviously I can spread my cost. And then we also got project-based. There are those companies out there that just want to outsource something for a certain period of time. So there's a project-based cost there or a fixed rate. So we do different models based on what is favorable to the client.
Right.
Because our thinking is that if we do a good job, customer is happy, even if we don't profit that much, but it would be a long-term business. And that's what I'm after.
Yeah, and this is, like, as we mentioned in the previous episode, it people are buying into not just whatever employee for however much per hour, but they also part and parcel get your 20 years experience in outsourcing. They get the kind of the sophistication of business process outsourcing as a whole kind of added into the package, don't they? So I imagine you spend time alongside them designing the approach, the processes, and things like that. There's incredible kind of value enhancement, isn't there?
That is correct, yes. Because with the expertise of the 20-plus years in the BPO industry, and obviously just a certain solution that they get the expertise as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were mentioning as well, like, because it's there's a lot of interest in the outsourcing market. You were saying you set up as A78 Solutions initially, and then you have merged with Aptus. Is that right? So it's sort of building a bigger brand.
That's true. I started out A78 Solutions. Founded the company back in March of 2016. So we're barely about 2 years old. After about 4 to 6 months of operations from the time I founded the company, I was fortunate enough that from zero accounts or clients, after 6 months, I got six accounts as well.
Wow.
So it got noticed in the local industry. Suddenly, I started getting proposals about mergers and acquisition. Now, I found Ramon Chintaro Valdez and attorney Amit Gozon from GMA7, the broadcasting network, and apparently they share my vision. They share my vision to create tailor-suited outsourcing solutions for small to medium business requirements for the global market. So when I saw that, I realized, hey, we're on the same path anyway. So sure, I'm willing to accept the partnership, the merger. So that's how we became Aptus Global Solutions.
Fantastic. And how big are you now then? What sort of size and scale are you?
If we're counting physical human being, we're just about 70 to 75 FTE. But if I may count the AI side, that would be about 300 plus already.
Right. And so that's really intriguing. I actually want to get you back and, you know, we can discuss the future, where all this is going. But AI is such a hot topic in outsourcing now, and there's a lot of fear in the industry that it's going to be taking jobs. What do you guys do with AI? How do you incorporate it into your services?
Well, you're actually correct. A lot of people are actually afraid of changes. I guess it's because of the unknown. Now, if you ask me, it's not a matter of being afraid, it's a matter of being prepared. So when we realize that the technology out there is slowly evolving and slowly replacing the job of a human being, a live human being, we thought one is upskill our manpower so that they can leverage the technology and still get employed, but not anymore doing the low-level type of work. A concrete example would be one of the clients that we got. We are doing data analytics for a luxury brand, a global luxury brand. The data analytics is done manually by a data analytics guy. And one day he is just swamped with a lot of stuff. So we actually proposed to the client that, hey, how about we create some AI system that will do this, blah, blah, blah. And then we train the person who was doing the manual stuff, the manual reports, to administer the AI. So he became some sort of an engineer now, a software engineer, you know, manning the backside of the system. And obviously the system is not yet perfect. The technology is not yet 100%. So there are always signs that there's still human intervention. So that's when things get escalated to him. So
right.
From being a level one personnel, he's now on a higher field. He's now more on a level two type of guy.
Yeah, and that's a win-win for everyone, isn't it? Because it upskills your workforce, it gets better value, better output for the client, obviously. People are concerned about job losses, but it's inevitable, isn't it? Because you're not still having people riding on horseback, you know, like inevitably things progress. But it's good because it empowers, it upskills people, it educates people, and ultimately everyone's getting better efficiency for the input.
I agree, I agree. Well, it's no different from when the train actually got invented and introduced in the human way of life back in the 18th century. A lot of people were actually thinking, we'll have no job anymore, what will we do? But honestly, this new technology actually created more jobs.
Exactly,
And
yeah.
I think the same thing is going to happen in the next few years. This technological revolution will create new jobs that we haven't seen before.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a bright future ahead, isn't it? Well, certainly a very different future. But Will, I want to get you back. I want to get you back to discuss exactly that. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to get in touch with you or Aptus, how can they do that?
Please contact us at sales@aptus.ph or call our number 706-3554.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, that was Ben Husson of Aptus. A lot of insight there into Aptus, but also the industry generally. If you want to get in touch with Ben, or if you want to know any more, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/136. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.